This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. My name is Andy Herman. Thanks so much, as always, for being here. Reminder that we've got the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis coming up next from 9 to 11. Friend of the show, Camille Davis, is going to be joining them today, talking some NBA action. You are not going to want to miss that. Also, if you like bacon, beer, bands, and honestly, what more is there in life? You'll love Bacon Fest. Enter to win VIBE tickets, very important, Bacon Eater, to Bacon Fest June 6th through June 8th at Walworth County Fairgrounds. Go to thefanmilwaukee.com to enter for your chance to win. Right now, speaking of winners, we've got Ryan Horvat, BetMGM tonight. You can find him on social media, at Ryan Horvat. Ryan, it's been too long. How the heck are you doing, my friend?
Andy, thanks so much for having me. It has been too long. Starting to get excited for the season, even though we're nowhere near close. I guess I should be excited for, you know, summer and baseball season, but you know how it goes, man. I'm ready for football to get here. It's so bad that I've been watching some UFL, and that's just a terrible product.
Yeah, I have not watched any UFL yet. I can't say whether it's good, bad, ugly, or indifferent because I have not put eyes on it at all. But I have been watching. There's been a lot of like old games on NFL Network lately, and I've been watching a lot of those just in the background, and like it's getting me juiced up already. And once you have a schedule that you can sink your teeth into and you know the dates they're going to be playing and the opponents and the order, it just feels so much more real, and you can just sort of imagine it a little bit better, and that's when it starts getting those juices flowing a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, we would do it as a joke, myself and Bart Winkler on the station back in the day, where we would win-loss the schedule, because really it's just so tough to do in the National Football League, because injuries happen, there's surprise teams, you know, there's rough spots in the schedule, but still, you get that schedule in front of you, and at least the first 4 to 5 weeks of the season, you get a pretty good idea of where your team could be, what you like, what you dislike, so I'm with you, man, and I've also been doing the same. The NFL Network background, it's perfect. I've went back and watched every single Green Bay game from last year. I've watched pretty much every team in the NFC North. Went back and watched, and next week I'll go to the NFC South. It's a weird habit, but I think it's a good way to break everything down if you're going to bet these games, if you're going to bet the win totals and the futures, and that's what I'm looking to do right now.
I love that so much, and that's why I think this is a perfect conversation for today, because, you know, I will make a bet here or there. It's not something that I make a massive habit of, but every once in a while. But I wanted an expert to come on and walk us through some of these lines that we have through the course of the season. So using the Potawatomi Sportsbook and using BetMGM, I went through a variety of these. So I want to just get your thoughts on a bunch of different lines that are out there, Packers related. Let's start with more of a simple one, I guess, maybe depending on how you want to define it. But week one, the Packers open, and it depends on where you go for this. There is a little bit of a difference out there in some of the books, but what I saw mostly was the Packers as 1-point underdogs against the Detroit Lions in week one. Now, this is always a little bit more difficult this time of year because, again, you don't know what injuries are going to be or what those teams are going to look like going into week one. But how do you view that 1-point underdog against the Lions at home week one?
Yeah, I actually bet this game already because I'm a sick, sick man. I like Green Bay a lot. I don't know where this line moves. You know, injuries can happen in the preseason. Hey, Green Bay could go out and, you know, make a move for Trey Hendrickson maybe. We wishful thinking. Detroit can make another move for another pass rusher, and this line could flip a little bit, but I don't think it's going to move anywhere like to 2 or 3 points, any key numbers. So I grab Green Bay because I think that they win this game outright. I'm pretty down, not down. I just have some worries about Detroit. You know, if I'm looking to bet them over 10.5 wins, they're the favorites to win the NFC North. Rightfully so. They've won the division the last couple of years, but I don't think they win the division, man. So what I worry about with them is obviously losing both coordinators. You lose Aaron Glenn on the defensive side of the ball, and you lose Ben Johnson. And, you know, we hate the Bears, but I think Ben Johnson's going to be pretty good. I at least really like him as a play caller. And Jared Goff, I'm not the biggest QBR guy, but his QBR was 48 before Ben Johnson took over calling plays in Detroit. You know, Sean McVay benched him for John Wolford and then traded him away. They bring in Matthew Stafford and win a Super Bowl. I'm not saying he's going to go back to being a pumpkin, but he's had 3 straight seasons throwing over 4,000 yards, and I still love the weapons, Jamison Williams and Sam Brown and Sam Laporta and Gibbs and Montgomery in the backfield. But I do think there's going to be at least some growing pains with a new coordinator and, you know, quarterbacks coach. So I think it's going to be a rough start for Detroit with their schedule. And then I worry about the defensive side of the ball, not only a new coordinator, but Aiden Hutchinson led the league in sacks and pressures before he got injured with that broken leg. And I still think he's going to be a monster this season, but it might take him some time, right? Like, you know what I mean? He's coming back. I'm watching his workout videos. He's got this big brace on his leg. I don't necessarily love their defense. On the other side, it's Marcus Davenport, I guess they're going to rely on. He hasn't played 10 games in 3 consecutive seasons. So I think that's the perfect week, actually, to get Detroit. You know, maybe they figure themselves out mid-season later on in the year because of all the talent that they have. But we're going to find out how good Dan Campbell is, man. And we already know how good, at least I know how good Matt LaFleur is. I know there's still some fans that are haters out there. But I think this is also, like, the perfect, I believe in, like, revenge games, you know. And Detroit's kind of had their way with Green Bay the last couple of years. I think the Packers are going to be really hungry to start the season. So I bet them immediately game one. I think they win this game by at least a field goal.
Man, now I'm even more excited for football season. You got me juiced up already. I'm ready for this week one matchup. And I think one of the interesting things here is I'm cognizant, or I'm always thinking about, like, all right, is the new coordinators for Detroit in that week one, is that advantage Green Bay or advantage Detroit? On the one hand, Detroit's not going to be, you know, fully functional in their new offense, their new defense with these new coordinators like they would be maybe later in the season. At the same time, no tendencies, no tape on these coordinators and how they're going to call plays. So Green Bay's a little bit more in the dark on how that might go. I think it's advantage Green Bay a little bit more. I think in week one, there's going to be unscouted looks and things that teams are doing different no matter what. So I think the fact that, you know, it's going to take a little bit more of a learning curve for the offense and defense in Detroit, and they just lose 2 very smart coordinators, I think it's advantage Green Bay, but I am going to be interested to see how that plays out. We can kind of stick in the similar conversation here, Ryan, with Packers and Lions. Packers are plus 260 to win the NFC North. The Lions are plus 140. Your thoughts on odds to win the NFC North?
Yeah, I really like that price on Green Bay, man. Plus 260, you're nearly getting 3-1. If you're not a better, you know, you want to bet $100, that wins you 260. You win a dollar, you win 260. And I just think that that's really good value. I just think the price is a little bit off on Detroit. The other thing is, I know a lot of these games are early. Look at the home, road, and also indoor-outdoor splits for Jared Goff. That's where we have concerns about Goff, right? When it's cold outside, or just when he has to go outside in general, the numbers really dip. The QBR, everything dips. And they have to now play 7 of their 9 road games outside this season. So I'm not going to bet Detroit to win the division, and this isn't even a homer pick. I like Green Bay. You know, if I was looking for a long shot, for me, it's the Vikings. I have too much respect for Kevin O'Connell to say that this will be a down year, but I have never seen J.J. McCarthy on an NFL field. Watched him a lot in Michigan, but still haven't seen a whole lot of J.J. McCarthy because of that rushing attack that they had with Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards and the number one defense in the country they had. He wasn't asked to do a whole lot in his plate. So I think the wild card team, man, would be the Bears because of Ben Johnson, because I do think Caleb Williams is going to be good. I think there's a lot of talent on that defense. I think they gave up last year after Eberflus was fired. Reason I can't bet the Bears is, 1, I hate them, and 2, Andy, that schedule is ruthless, man. I mean, the league is really banking on the Bears and the Washington Commanders, again, to be competitive this season. But I think Green Bay, I liked the offseason enough, to be honest. You know, we talked about that. You're just trying to fix up the offensive line right now. We'll see how that looks. You got to protect Jordan Love. But it was a down year for Love because he was never fully healthy. Right away off the bat, he was injured. But I like the Matthew Golden pick. I didn't think that I would, but I also didn't think that he would slip to Green Bay, because I said no chance he's getting past Dallas. A lot of people liked him to be the first receiver taken. I always liked Pet there, but I like the speed, and I like now that you don't have to rely on Christian Watson, because we won't see him this season, at least not until way later on in the season, week 14, week 15. You know, now Dobbs has some help. Jaden Reed, I think, will have a pretty big year. I like the tight end room. So my only concern usually with Green Bay is the defensive side of the ball, but I'm feeling pretty good this year. I really am. You got some guys in prove-it years on that side of the ball. If Jair ends up staying, I'll be excited about that. I do want them to figure out that situation. I'm guessing that's the way that it goes. But, yeah, man, I feel pretty good about Green Bay being an 11-12 win team. I can't say anything crazy like 13, 14 wins. And I know the division last year had a 15-14 win team, but I just think all these teams' schedules are a little bit tougher this year. But I like the Packers to win the division. Even if I weren't a Packer fan, that would be my pick. I think that's a really good price on them.
Yeah, I don't like, I like that line quite a bit, and I think Green Bay has a real opportunity to win that. And like you said, getting almost 3-1 on that is not a bad way to go whatsoever. We're being joined by Ryan Horvat, BetMGM tonight. You can find him on social media appropriately at Ryan Horvat. All right, let's go to win totals. Packers over under is set at 9.5. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I like it. I don't like the strength of the schedule necessarily. Just, you know, it's a pretty tough schedule. San Francisco has it obviously so easy. I think they win 13 games this year, whereas Green Bay, you know, you're looking at like 22nd, 23rd in strength of schedule, depending where you're looking. I know Warren Sharp did his rankings. So I like the start of the season, though, man. Getting a home game finally, we didn't even talk about that, at Lambeau Field, thank God, against Detroit. I like them to win that game. I like them to beat the Commanders, especially at Lambeau Field. I think it's going to be a down year for the Commanders. 11 of their 12 wins last season, and I got to be quiet when I say that because I'm here in D.C., 11 of their 12 wins last year, Andy, were against non-playoff teams. Remember when Miami fooled us in a couple years ago into thinking they were a good team, but they didn't beat any playoff teams? I think that might be the Commanders. I don't necessarily love their offseason. Debo's the oldest 29-year-old on the planet, and I think Tunsil, there's a reason I think the Texans traded him. So
totally agree.
And that defense. You know, they're relying on Bobby Wagner to be their Mike. I think they take a step back. The Browns are going to be terrible. The stretch that really bothers me is coming out of the bye. I always have worries with LaFleur. I don't want to see Aaron Rodgers in a revenge game on the road in a primetime game. And I think Arizona is going to be sneaky good, man. This is a big year for not only Kyler, but Jonathan Gannon. That little stretch in the middle of the season scares me. But I like them against Philadelphia as long as they're healthy later on in a little bit of a revenge game. And I do kind of like the way that they close out the season. They should beat the Bears at home. I think they split this year, unfortunately. But I would only go over. I think this is an 11-win team. I think this is the team to beat in the NFC North. You know, big year for LaFleur. Huge year for Jordan Love now that he's paid. He's coming off a season with some injuries and some struggles in the playoffs, in the playoff game against the Eagles with the turnovers. And we'll see. You know, I've seen enough workout videos of Lucas Van Ness. He looks great without a shirt. He looks great doing the bench press and doing squats. I want to see him on that field. Somebody has to be a double-digit sack guy. You know, I mean, I know that's just
yep.
It's easy to come on here and say that. Rashawn Gary, love his run stop win rate numbers, love him against the run. Somebody's got to be that guy that could get after the quarterback. You know, that's why Philadelphia won a Super Bowl, Andy, because of all those pass rushers and making life a living hell for Mahomes. It's fun to have the shiny weapons like Saquon and A.J. Brown, but defense has been winning Super Bowls the last couple of years. Both times the Chiefs have lost, it's been Mahomes running for his life against Tampa and against Philadelphia. So that's what I'm hoping to see, is some guys get after the quarterback this year. If they get that, you know, year two, I think that this team could be the team to beat and win 12 games.
If you want to be a great team, it is a prerequisite to get to the quarterback and make sure that you've got pass rushers that are getting there with consistency, usually with just four guys. We'll see if Green Bay can be better at that this year. Again, being joined by Ryan Horvat, BetMGM tonight right here on the Packaday Radio Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. I want to give you four just kind of player props, and I want you to let me know the one that you like the most. Jordan Love, regular season passing yards, over under 3,600.5. Jordan Love, passing touchdowns, over under 24.5. Josh Jacobs over under rushing yards 1,050.5, and Josh Jacobs over under rushing touchdowns set at 9.5.
You know, to be honest, man, again, not being a homer, I do kind of like all of those. I mean, Josh Jacobs is still, what, 27, 28 years old. He's coming off another ridiculously awesome season. I still think that they're going to use him, but I don't like betting running back props, unless it's like Offensive Player of the Year, Gibbs or Bijan. The only thing that worries me is injuries. Look at Saquon was about to break the record last year, and they were still like, nah, we already clinched the division. We have the one seed, so we're not going to play you. Week 18. That's what scares me about running back props, man. And it's hard to stay healthy consistently. I love the Jordan Love props, though. I think this team's going to throw the football. I think they're going to push the ball down the field. Hopefully Matt LaFleur has a little bit more trust in Jordan Love. And I like the touchdowns probably the most, though, at 24.5. There's no reason that Jordan Love shouldn't throw 28 touchdowns. The last time he was fully healthy was still, it was 2 years ago. In the final 6 to 8 weeks of the season, he was the number two quarterback in the league. So I think we see more of that as long as they protect him and he stays healthy. So I would go over 24.5 touchdown passes.
That was mine as well. I mean, even last year in a completely down year, he threw 25 and he hit the over on that. Now, a completely down year is aggressive, but you know what I mean? Like, he was injured for a few games and was, you know, injured the entirety of the season, basically, but missed a few games, still threw 25, threw 32 the year before that. 24.5 seemed ridiculously low. That was definitely the one that stood out to me. All right, one last one before we get you out of here, Ryan. There are three sort of award-winning props. Jordan Love plus 2,500 to win the MVP. That is behind Lamar, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, and Justin Herbert. Matthew Golden plus 2,500 to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, and Matt LaFleur plus 1,800 to win Coach of the Year, behind only Vrabel, Ben Johnson, Liam Cohen, and Sean Payton. Which one of those would pique your interest the most?
You know, I kind of like, and people laugh when I say this, I kind of like the Jordan Love MVP, especially at a 25-1 price. That's usually the price that I bet the Packers to win the Super Bowl every year. Right, even when people project it to be a down year, 25-1, 28-1. I think he has a realistic shot, right? I mean, he could be the best quarterback in the NFC. We'll see. I like Dak. People laugh when I say that. This year I'll really like Dak. I think Brock Purdy's going to have a monster year now that he got paid and they have healthy weapons. I don't worry about the loss of Debo because I think Juwan Jennings is the better wide receiver and Ayuk should be back. But those would be the two guys I'd bet, Purdy at 28-1 and Jordan Love at 25-1. Again, I like the pickup of Matthew Golden. I know he's only a rookie. I wouldn't bet him Rookie of the Year just because I think Travis Hunter is going to be crazy. I think, obviously, man, Ashton Jeanty. We'll see if he could do it at the next level. I say he can. I don't care that he played at Boise State. I saw the Oregon game and I saw the college football playoff game to tell you he's going to be breaking tackles all over the place.
Yep.
So I'm not going to go with Golden to be Rookie of the Year just because, you know, you still have Dobbs, you have Kraft. You have Jaden Reed, who definitely still wants to be involved in this offense, especially with his agent, as we found out. So I wouldn't do that, but I do like the odds of Jordan Love, 25-1, being the MVP. I can see him in this offense throwing 35 to 40 touchdowns. If he could clean up the interceptions, you know, keep those under 11, and the Packers win 12 to 13 games, I think he's going to be in the running. I don't think Lamar is going to repeat this year. You know, Mahomes scares me a little bit because last year for his standards was a down year, and I feel like they're going to be extra motivated. But I would go Jordan Love 25-1, or maybe even LaFleur Coach of the Year. Like, Ben Johnson's the favorite at like 6-1 to be Coach of the Year. You got to believe the Bears are winning 11, 12 games or winning this division for him to win it. Everybody's so in love with the Patriots offseason, Andy, and I really like what they did too, man. They spent a bunch of money on the defensive side of the ball. I am a Drake May fan, but their win total is 7.5. I don't know that that team wins 8-9 games. I know the division's a little weaker, man, but I'm not fully there year two with Drake May yet. I would rather buy in on Jordan Love, who, again, you know, is one of the highest-paid quarterbacks in the league. We've seen him win a playoff game. So give me Jordan Love MVP and a little sprinkle on LaFleur finally to get his flowers and win Coach of the Year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here, if the Packers win the North.
Drake May, who threw 4 interceptions at OTAs yesterday. It doesn't mean anything whatsoever, yeah. But still interesting nonetheless. Ryan, fantastic stuff as always. Always love chatting this stuff with you. Where can we find all of your incredible work, and where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, BetMGM tonight. We'll be back tonight, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. We're on Twitch, on YouTube, on a couple different networks. We're on 670 The Score, the final hour. So just check us out there, and you get all the listings. And, yeah. Talking a lot of football right now. I have to give my official Super Bowl pick tonight. I joked. I'm going to go with the Bills over the Packers, unfortunately. I told this to Winkler the other day, Andy. I said, the only time I would obviously be cheering for the Packers, but I wouldn't be too bent out of shape if the Bills finally got it, because that's probably the only fan base that deserves it more than us. We've been tortured, but not quite like the Buffalo Bills fans.
Four straight Super Bowl losses will callous a franchise, to say the least. I still can't believe that was a thing, much less with some of the ways a couple of those ended, including a miss left by Scott Norwood, was it? But either way, unbelievable luck for them over the course of playoffs as of late, and even going back, obviously, to the 90s. So I understand that entirely. Ryan, I cannot thank you enough. We'll definitely do this again soon. You enjoy the rest of your week, and like I said, we'll definitely talk soon.
Thanks, man. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Appreciate you. That is Ryan Horvat. Follow him on social media at Ryan Horvat. We'll be right back with more Packaday Radio Show right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.